After 2,000 years of Jewish hostility toward the gospel, is it possible for Jews to be saved? I say it's next to impossible.
But of course, with God, all things are possible.
First of all, there is no special plan for the Jews. Jews, like everybody else, must embrace the Lord Jesus Christ, get baptized, and join the church in order to be saved. The myth that 144,000 Jews will become Christians at the end of time, 12,000 from each of the ancient tribes of Israel, is a total misinterpretation of Scripture. The tribal identities are now extinct due to Herod destroying all the genealogical records in 68 AD, as recorded by the Jewish historian of that time, Flavius Josephus. Thus, if any Jew tells you that he is a Kohen of the Aaronic priesthood, and every Jew makes this claim, then tell him he's full of it. That's why the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem is a total sham. Jewry is without a priesthood, never to return. All we need is a bunch of Jews pretending to be priests, slitting the throats of innocent lambs, stinking up the entire world with their sham ritual.
The Temple Mount is perhaps the most contested piece of real estate in the world. The Temple Institute, a non-profit organization, is dedicated to raising public awareness than the rebuilding of the Third Temple. Rabbi Chaim Richman talks to InfoLive TV.
There's a number of ways that we go about this. The production of educational materials and curriculum that are used all over the world, and conferences and publications, but the main focal point of our work, where we're standing right now, is actually the reconstruction of vessels that can actually be used in the Holy Temple.
Well, they can make as many vessels as they want, but they have no legitimate priesthood to use them, and they can't prove it. As I said, all the genealogical records were destroyed by Herod in 68 AD. And as far as the 144,000 goes, this is a figurative number indicating the fullness of the New Testament church, made up of all nations, as the Orthodox Church rightly teaches. The fact that the tribe of Dan is left out of the Revelation account, and not because the Antichrist will be from the tribe of Dan, a ludicrous assumption based on one verse in the book of Jeremiah, indicates that the passage is not to be taken literally, but symbolically for the church. This 144,000 myth serves only to reinforce Jewish racial pride, the main obstacle preventing Jews from being saved. Couple this racial snobbery with Jewish nationalism, rooted in the Antichrist state of Israel, and a fierce opposition to the gospel is fixed, where it's next to impossible for Jews to be saved. And with 2,000 years of Jewish hatred of Jesus Christ, could a genetic code be in place that sets off an automatic hostility toward the gospel? If not, why the ridicule of Larry David, who urinates on a picture of Jesus? Why the blasphemous photograph of a crucifix floating in urine, called, and I cringe to say it, Piss Christ, featured at the Jewish Theological Seminary's Art Gallery in New York last September? If no genetic code is at work, then why the venom oozing from Sarah Silverman's eyes when vowing she would crucify Christ again?
You know, everybody blames the Jews for killing Christ, and then the Jews try to pass it off on the Romans. You know, I'm one of the few people that believes it was the blacks. I don't care. Good. I hope the Jews did kill Christ. I'd do it again. I'd fucking do it again in a second.
Can Jews like Sarah Silverman and Larry David be saved? Throwing pearls before swine is forbidden us by the gospel. And if the Antichrist will be a Jew, as the Orthodox Church teaches, and he's coming soon, then the number of Jews who can be saved is growing smaller and smaller and smaller.